wolves! Help us! Help me! Ah, no! No! The shouts and screams grew louder as Sir Odo and Sir Elenor raced toward the village green, their magical, self-willed swords, Biter and Runnel, almost lifting them from the ground in their own eagerness to join the combat. Well behind them came Addison and Arik, the baker's twin boys, who had come in a panic to tell them the village was under attack. Above all the human sounds of fear and fighting, a terrible howling came again from more than one bestial throat.
Slower,
panted Odo, as they reached the back of the village inn, the sign of the Silver Fleece, or the Grey Sheep as it was nicknamed, since the sign had long since faded.
We must be clever. Stay shoulder to shoulder. Advance with care.
Nay, we must charge at once,
roared Biter, even as his sister sword snapped.
I agree, Sir Odo.
I do too, said Elenor, slowing so her much larger and less fleet of foot friend could catch up. When he was level with her, she moved closer so they were indeed shoulder to shoulder, their swords held in the guard position. Together and ready, they rounded the corner of the inn. A terrible scene met their eyes. Some 40 paces away, four enormous, shaggy, wolf-like creatures, each the size of a small horse, stood at bay opposite a man and a woman. The people were hunters or trappers, judging by their leather armor and well-traveled boots. Although they were quite old to be in that trade, both looked to be at least 50. The man had a cloth of shining gold tied around his eyes, which perhaps explained Addison's panicked description of a blind king being attacked by the bile wolves. The cloth did give the impression of a crown. Blind or not, king or not, the man wielded his steel-shod staff with a brilliance that made Odo gasp. The weapon was a blur, leaping out to punch one bilewolf's snout, then jab another's forefoot. The woman was equally as adept, though she wielded a curved sword, the blade moving swiftly and smoothly as she danced with it, the bilewolf's slow and clumsy partners. Close to the inn on the edge of the green, three villagers lay dead or seriously wounded, their torn and jagged clothes still smoking from the bilewolf's acid-spewing jaws. Elenor's father, the herbalist, Simon, was bent over the closest victim, frantically trying to stem the flow of blood from a wound. He looked up for a second at his daughter, but did not speak, turning instantly back to his work. Odo grasped the situation immediately. Only the two old warriors kept the bilewolves away from the wounded and the rest of the defenseless villagers. But the two were outnumbered, and despite their skill, overmatched by the sheer size and ferocity of the animals.
Forward, Odo shouted, and he and Elenor marched together.
Falenber, shouted Elenor. Odo knew from the slightest tremor in Elenor's voice that she was afraid, though no one else would be able to tell. He was afraid as well. They were only 12 years old and had been knights for little over a month. But he knew the fear would not stop Elenor, and it wouldn't stop him either. They did not expect their war cries to be answered, but off to the right came a shout.
Forward, Falenber!
A horse came galloping across the green, the ancient war horse of Sir Halfdan, who, like the master who rode it, had not been in battle for 20 years or more. True to its training, the warhorse held straight for the bilewolves, despite their terrible stench and formidable snarls. Sir Halfdan, despite age and infirmity, was rock solid in the saddle, a lance couched under his arm. He had not had time to put on any armor save his helmet and a gauntlet. He still wore the nightgown that was his usual garb these days, and his one foot was still clad in a velvet slipper. A bilewolf turned towards the galloping horse and charged, leaping at the last moment to avoid Sir Halfdan's lowering lance. But the old knight knew that trick and flicked the point up, taking the beast in the shoulder, the steel point punching deep. Bilewolf shrieked, the lance snapped, and then horse, knight, and dying bilewolf collided and went flying.